Good morning. Thank you, Jeff. Good to see you. This is different for me because typically when I play at a church, I don't know anybody, maybe one or two people. But I know everybody, just about everybody here. And if I am nervous, it's today. It's like playing in front of family, I guess. But it's great to be here. I enjoy coming here to the Marshfield Church very much. Before I get started, let me have a word of prayer. It kind of centers me. Jesus, my friend, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the springtime that's here. I ask that you'll send your Holy Spirit here to be with us today, that you open our hearts and our minds, especially mine, that I'll say the right things that somebody needs to hear, sing the right song that somebody needs to hear. I ask you in your precious and holy name, amen. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." I don't know why these things happen. It certainly has to do with the devil, I know. But death and pain and sorrow. I learned this week that a very good friend of mine from Wisconsin Academy, he's a doctor in Southern California. So we saw him frequently when we lived there. But I've learned that from a mutual acquaintance that he has been diagnosed with brain cancer. There's no way of treating it. He's got about 6 months. Why? Why? I don't have that answer. People ask me from time to time, if God is such a loving God, why do these things happen? I don't know. I don't have an answer. But we'll learn why. And certainly, we should not blame God for these things. You know, the insurance industry says, well, it's an act of God. It's not an act of God. It's an act of the devil. We need to get that straight. But what a wonderful day that will be when none of this trash continues. I can't wait for that day, and I think it's going to come soon. The name of this first song is "What a Day That'll Be." There is coming a day when no heartaches will come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no more pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day that will be. Well, you probably can tell I'm not 25 anymore. And as I age, I notice that I lose people, just like Steve. Many others, my dad, my mother, my older brother, we lose them. But we have a hope. We have this promise that we'll see them again. We'll see them in their youth and in our youth. And it won't be long. If you study prophecy at all, I enjoy prophecy and comparing it with what's going on in the world. It won't be long, folks. I mean, read the book of Daniel. Compare what's going on in the world right now. It won't be long. And we'll have the opportunity to stroll over heaven with these people again. Won't it be great? Hey, how are you doing? It's so good to see you here in heaven. I played all kinds of places, and I meet all kinds of musicians. And it may be the only time I see them, the one time. But when we say goodbye, I always say, I'll see you. I want to meet you at the tree. Let's have a jam at the tree. You're all invited. At the tree of life, where we can get together and praise the Lord for forgiving our sins so we can enjoy heaven. And we'll stroll over heaven. That's the next, this is this next song. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I survey all the good things that come to me from above. If I could count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of him above mortal men, and I'm sure he would grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, where all the troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. many places of beauty we long to see here below. But time and treasure has kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew. And I'll stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, where all the troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, and he has forgiven my sins. We're assured of that in the Bible. And I have done that. A lot of you probably know that I was terribly sick. I had the flu first part of March. I was so sick that I actually told my wife, Carol, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. There were 2 days there that I was very sick. And I had the experience at that time of wondering, am I ready? If I am going to die, am I ready? And I said to Christ, I said, I accept your gift of salvation. I accept your sacrifice on the cross. Your blood forgives me of my sins. I accept that. We all need to do that. We need to have Christ as a part of our life. Thank God I started feeling better. This is the best way I can graphically illustrate this relationship. This is just a glove, just a leather glove. A lot of times you'll find them balled up in your coat pocket or on the floor in your car. A glove is full of potential. It can protect your hand. It can keep your hand warm. In the case of rubber gloves, it can protect you from disease. But it can't do any of those things until you put your hand in it. Then its potential can be lived. You can realize your potential. Let's say this glove represents me and you. Full of potential to fulfill our responsibility of telling other people about Christ's second coming and his love for us and his blood that forgives our sins. Let's say my hand represents Christ. When we accept Christ into our life, then we can reach our full potential. Not until. How can you share something that you don't have? How can you share love, the love of Christ, if he's not in your heart? Accept Christ into your life, and you will reach your full potential. Remember that every time you put your gloves on. Now, we're going to be putting them away, hopefully, soon. But when you start using your gloves again, remember that illustration and ask the Lord to be part of you. This next song is called When We All Get to Heaven. Now, if you know these songs, feel free to sing along with me, because it's a part of worship. If you're worshiping with me, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory to heaven. What a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. What a wonderful promise. Wow. It's amazing. Well, about 3 years ago, Kelly, our youngest daughter, invited us over to her house for Thanksgiving. And there was quite a few people there she'd invited. So she had us all sit down. I sat down by a guy named Solomon. And I'd seen him at church once or twice. And I said, how are you? My name's Terry Solomon. Good to see you. And, you know, when you're getting acquainted with somebody, you say, well, what do you do? And, you know, yada, yada. And I said, well, I have a ministry. And it's growing very quickly. And I'm, frankly, sometimes falling asleep at the wheel coming home. I'm tired. And I'm looking for somebody who would be interested in being my road manager. He said, yes, I would be. Okay, so we started out, and we became friends, and I don't know, a year went by, or maybe a year and a half went by, and he called me up in the middle of the week, which is unusual. I don't hear from, well, I call him Saul now, rather than Solomon. A lot of syllables there to wrap around, but I call him Saul. So I call. He called me in the middle of the week, and he said, you know what, I want to do more for Christ. I said, really? Well, what would you like to do? He said, I want to sing. Okay. Do you sing around the house? No, not really. Do you sing in the shower? No, I don't. I said, well, then why don't you come over to my house, and Carol and I will listen to you. Have you picked out a song? He said, yes, I have picked out a song. And now, when I hung up the phone, I thought, oh, this, I had said a little prayer. I talk to Christ all the time. All the time. He's my friend. John 15:15 says, I am your friend. Read it. You're no longer my servants. You're my friend. John 15:15. So I said, Jesus, I'm in a pickle. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because if he comes over and he can't sing, I've lost the road manager. What am I going to do? So he came over, and he sat down, and he sang, and praise God. The guy's got an ear, and he's got a voice. And he's going to come up right now, and we're going to sing a song together. The name of the song is My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest rain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Isn't it amazing how God works? It's just amazing. My favorite verse in the Bible is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. This is a promise that we all should memorize and keep in our hearts. Let not your heart be troubled. This is Jesus saying. The Son of God is saying this to us. Let not your heart be troubled. In a world today, that should be music to your ears. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Every word in this scripture is a promise that it's going to get better. We have to go through a bunch of trash before Christ comes. But on the other side of that, we have this promise Christ will return and take us home. The story behind this song called Longing for Home, this wealthy businessman who lived here in the United States sent his wife and his two daughters to Europe to learn about his homeland. He immigrated here. This is days of sailing ships. And the ship got into a storm and it sank. And all were lost. He was crushed, as you can imagine. But he hired another ship, and he went out to that approximate area where the ship went down, and he poured barrels of flowers into the ocean. And he wrote this song. It's called Longing for Home. As o'er the dark waters we glide, my heart has grown weary and lone. I long with thee to abide. Dear Savior, I'm longing for home. Longing for home, I'm longing for home. My heart is longing for home. Longing for home, I'm longing for home. Dear Savior, I'm longing for home. How sweet will be our reside with loved ones forever to roam. In thee I'll always confide. Dear Savior, I'm longing for home. Longing for home, I'm longing for home. My heart is longing for home. Longing for home, I'm longing for home. Dear Savior, I'm longing for home. How many more trials await? How many more tears to be sown before I shall enter that gate? Dear Savior, I'm longing for home. Longing for home, I'm longing for home. My heart is longing for home. Longing for home, I'm longing for home. Dear Savior, I'm longing for home. Matthew 5:16. What's the light? We talk about the light all the time in our church. The light is Christ shining out of you and other people noticing that you're a little, you're different. You've been reborn. See, when you're born as a child, as a baby, you're born with a sinful nature, And so you develop a personality and habits and culture in a sinful world. But when you are reborn and you accept Christ into your life, then you start to develop those types of characteristics, those habits, and those kinds of things that are more Christ-like. That's the light that is shining out of you because now you've been reborn. Just like what Jeff is talking about and spending time handing out tracts tomorrow and witnessing. That's Christ shining out of you. How many of you ever had a chance to go to camp meeting in Portage?
There's several. That's great.
Well, when I was a kid, my parents would take me to camp meeting in Portage. I was probably 6 or 7 years old. Our cabin was right around the corner from the tent where the 6 to 9 year olds, I think, was, or 6, 10, whatever it was. I was just old enough to go there. And there was this lovely lady there that would teach us songs. And music has always resonated with me, so I could not wait to get there. I was so happy to get there. I was full of joy. And she would, this one particular song called "This Little Light of Mine," she had a candle, and she'd come up to us, and she'd say, "I won't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine." I've always wanted to sing that song because it brought back such good memories of her. And it's called "This Little Light of Mine." I finally found a track that I like. Happens to be recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys. And I'd like to have you sing along. I'm pretty sure everybody knows that song. So here we go.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. Jesus gave me the light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me the light, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, oh yeah.
I won't let Satan blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
I won't let Satan blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
I won't let Satan blow it out.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah.
Hide it under a bushel, no,
I'm I'm gonna let it shine.
Hide it under a bushel, no,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Hide it under a bushel, no,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, oh yeah.
So shine before man. Does anybody know what this is? Mandolin. Yeah, I washed it this morning and it shrank. Yes. This mandolin was given me by my father-in-law. His name was Wendell Brown. Some of you might remember Wendell Brown. He was a beautiful man. He taught me to play the mandolin. He taught me to play my harmonica with my guitar. He taught me a lot of stuff. When he passed away, he left this to me. I think of him every time I play. Well, this song is called Mountain Church. And it's very much about where Carol and I raised our children. We raised them in Payson, Arizona, which is up in the mountains above Phoenix. And when we first moved there, it was a tiny little town. And there wasn't an Adventist church there. So we met at a friend's house. He'd set up some pews, actually, in this room in his house. And we had church there. And we thought of it as the Little Mountain Church. And that's the name of this song, Little Mountain Church. There's a little mountain church in my thoughts of yesterday, where friends and family gathered for the Lord. Where an old-fashioned preacher taught the straight and narrow way for what few coins the congregation could afford. Dressed in all our Sabbath best, sit on pews of salt oak, and I remember how our voices filled the air. Mama sounded like an angel on those high soprano notes when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Looking back, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. If
was there in that little mountain church house. I first heard the word to base my life on. At the all-day Sabbath singers, dinners on the ground, many were the souls that were revived. While the brothers and the sisters had gone on to glory land, slept in peace in the maple grove nearby. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word that makes my life pause. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word that makes my life pause.
Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, therefore, as you receive Christ, Jesus, the Lord, and see what I'm talking about. Therefore, as you receive Christ in your life, walk in him. What does that mean? What it means is change. Change how you think. Change what you do. Change how you relate to people. You're born again in Christ. You're rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Just as you were taught, overflowing with gratitude. Surrender to Jesus. That's the name of this last song I have for you. It's called All to Jesus, I Surrender. Jesus, I surrender all to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. Worldly pleasures, all for
my precious Savior, I surrender all.
Thank you, Jesus, for being here with us today. Go with us today as we go about our week, that we can witness to somebody else, just with a kind word, maybe just opening the door for somebody, carry their package. Be with us and guide us into the things that you would want us to do. We ask these things in your wonderful and precious and holy name. Amen.